It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. One member of the Duquesne University basketball team is still listed in critical condition today after a shooting at the school yesterday sent five players to the hospital. Mark Nootbaar of member station WDUQ reports. We should say that WDUQ is licensed to Duquesne University.
Around 2 o'clock Sunday morning, an on-campus dance was breaking up when witnesses say a man started waving a gun at five Duquesne University basketball players. The players reportedly tried to walk away, but the gunman opened fire, sending all five to the hospital. Police are still looking for the shooter. They do not believe the suspect is a Duquesne University student. Student Ross Wilkinson says he found out a short time later when a friend called his cell phone.
I was kind of pissed off, really. I can't believe it even happened, so. I was kind of mad, it even happened and on campus.
This is the first shooting on the 128-year-old Duquesne campus. Its bricked walkways are flanked on one side by Pittsburgh's downtown and on the other side with two of the toughest neighborhoods in the city. Student Bridget Rodina says the shooting was not completely surprising given the location of the campus, but she says there may be ways to make the urban school a bit safer.
Why was somebody on campus who doesn't even go here at a dance? Maybe they should reinforce the ID checking a little bit more, but I mean, there's really not much they can do about it other than that, I'd say.
There were two uniformed campus police officers at the party, but they were not checking IDs. Duquesne University President Charles Daugherty says security has always been tight on campus and it will be even tighter moving forward. But he's not sure that closing all campus events to outsiders is a good idea.
It's particularly important for our minority students because the numbers of minority students here on campus is not great. And for them to have a robust social life frequently means reaching out to minority students on other campuses. So we'll look at it, but we'll look at it carefully with those things in mind.
Classes, athletic practices, and prospective student tours went on as scheduled today. President Daugherty says given the prevalence of guns in society, nothing short of a police state could keep them off the campus. For now, the university is trying to move forward.
We're making every effort to return the campus to normalcy, but in a respectful manner that allows for grieving. We've continued to make counseling available to our students. I can tell you at this point, not many have availed themselves of it, but it's there if they need it.
Back on the school's main outdoor gathering place and just yards from the site of the shooting, Tiffany Woodstra says things are just a bit different today.
It's a lot quieter than what it normally is, actually, because on these beautiful days, there's usually a billion kids out here on campus just hanging out, but because I think a lot of it has to do with what had occurred. And a lot of respect. Everybody was kind of laying low a little bit.
Freshman Alex Scandy says his parents called as soon as they heard about the shooting, but he doesn't think they're very worried.
Others, though, I've heard people are just getting their kids on plane tickets and just to come home for the next coming weekend.
Student Bridget Rodina says she will be modifying her behavior.
I often practice at the music school until 1 o'clock in the morning and then go back, but I guess I'll make an effort to go a little earlier now.
University officials say they have not yet made a decision on fielding a team for this year's basketball season. A special prayer service is being planned for tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Mark Nootbaar in Pittsburgh.